So, Richard, to obvious first question, what brought you to Brittany and when?
We discovered Brittany in 1998 and entirely by accident. I have a very odd career path. I wouldn't even call it a career path, but to cut a long story short, I found myself in Paris working for a large consultancy in 1995. And simultaneously, a former colleague of mine had decided he'd had enough of England. He was a Scotsman, so that might have had something to do with it. And he had left London and bought a house in Brittany because he was a freelance theatre technician and did shows, and so he thought he could work anywhere. And he said, do you want to come down and borrow the house? So we went down and borrowed the house. And to say it was a little rustic would be probably understating it a bit. It was very nice, but it hadn't had very much done to it for about 35 years. There was no fuel, and there was no electric fire, and it was in November, and it was about as cold as we've ever been. And in fact, we slept in our clothes, it was so cold. And my wife said, never, ever again am I coming to this house, and I don't really want to come back to Brittany. And then the aforementioned friend rang up about 12 months later and said that he was selling the house and were we interested? And I said, yes. And my wife said, can you make it warm? And I said, yes. So we bought it, and we were very fortunate because we bought it before the big hike in property prices. And we were living in the Parisian region, and so we used to come down and escape from the telephone and the computer, and very jolly it was too.
So do you come from a journalistic background?
No. My original intention in life was to actually be an actor, but I didn't realise that intention, but I did do technical theatre. I trained as a teacher of speech and drama, got a job, probably the only job that my father would have ever recognised as being a real job, with the consultancy, and I started doing communications for the consultancy, and at that point I started writing.
How did you come to become involved in contributing regularly to...?
Well, it was fairly simple, actually. I got in touch with Gareth and went up to see him. My intention had been when we came down, we arrived permanently in Brittany in 2008, and my intention was to carry on doing copywriting, long copywriting, so brochures and stuff like that, but I also wanted to do a bit of journalism on the side, and I had this fantasy that I might even make some money out of it, but that was a fantasy. However, I went to see Gareth and thought that we could probably, you know, work together quite happily, and he was kind enough also to, I think the same thing. And so I started writing little articles for him, and we called it On and Off the Beaten Track after two or three editions, as far as I recall. And I've been doing it more or less ever since. So I had a bit of a pause about 5 years ago, but basically I've been writing for him since about 2009.
So for Off the Beaten Track, how do you decide where to go, and where do you get the background historical information from?
Decisions to where to go really does vary. We both like to try and get to different places in Brittany because we like Brittany a great deal. But also, sometimes I've covered places which are much further afield. It's really, I suppose, as the mood takes me. If I'm going somewhere specifically, I'll look on the map and I'll choose it. But if we're travelling around, then I will look for something that interests me and I'll write something around that. But what I do try to do is buy the local guide or get information from the churches or the castles or whatever it is that I'm visiting. And in fact, I have a tendency to take photographs of the information panels, and then I can do my, if you like, historical research from the information panels, which is I try to make that my first source, but it's not always possible.
Have you ever found yourself landing up somewhere, sort of arriving somewhere, maybe by chance or by accident or by following a deviation that doesn't take you anywhere, and then thinking, oh, I must come back here, or I must do something about this?
Yes, I mean, I think probably quite a lot. There are so many things that are so incredibly surprising. The one that springs to mind is the one that I've just written about for the CBJ, which is Lega Cilli, that we had decided that we would do a bird walk somewhere on the coast, south coast. And we managed to arrive at the wrong place. And there was no way. I think it was a Saturday morning or possibly a Sunday morning at about 7:30. And there was no way we could make the inquiry as to where we should have been. So there was a certain frisson about who should have done what. And then we drove off back in the direction of, we thought we'd go somewhere, we'd sort of head up to Redon. And we arrived at La Gacilly in the middle of the photo festival, which we were completely unaware of. And we're bowled over by it. It was fantastic. In fact, I think in those days it was even better than it is now, because they had a lot of photographs in the middle of town. So you really had the impression that the whole place was a huge open-air gallery.
And finally, this is a difficult one, I think, maybe. What has been your most memorable and perhaps favourite place to visit so far?
I don't think I can answer that question. One of the things that is very appealing about Brittany is that all of it is very interesting. I mean, there obviously are some places that you probably wouldn't want to go to, but you could spend an awful lot of time in Brittany. You probably could spend your entire life in Brittany and never leave it and still not have seen it all.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Richard, and do continue writing your great articles, because that's something I always read. I do read that. And best of luck with whatever journey you take.
Thank you very much.